With a decision by the Trump administration to end the Deferred Action on Childhood Arrivals, or DACA, protests erupted around the country. The program was an executive order by President Obama to allow these undocumented youths who were brought to this country as children to stay here. Miguel Tapia is a student at Columbia University, and his parents live in Delaware. He described his reaction to the long-awaited news.
It wasn't surprising. It was expected. I thought I was going to be emotionally prepared for it, but I wasn't. I really wasn't, because I was literally in the middle of class on the first day of classes at Columbia University for the semester, and you know, it was just really heartbreaking sitting there in a classroom trying to get, you know, an education and being told, you know, hey, you know, this privilege that you were given is being removed. And I think it really hit a lot of people, and even people who are Latino or Latina, and people who are, you know, just immigrants in the community, whether they are legal there or not, or whether they have family members. And I think everybody that was around me felt the same way or similar way, for sure.
What has been the sense of where you are living right now?
Everybody's upset about it, and I think I am privileged enough to be living in New York City, where I live essentially in a very liberal bubble that's very progressive, that is very aware and supportive.
Do you take any solace in the fact that this is going to be done in 6 months, and that if you got your permit, say, next month, you could be here actually for a couple of years? Do you think that, does that give you any? Yeah, go ahead.
So my permit expires in October of next year. I am not going to be able to renew in that time frame. If Congress does not act, you know, I'm done. You know, I'm officially, you know, non-lawful person in the United States.
Do you have any hope that Congress will act, given what we've seen from some of the Republicans?
I have hope. I'm not too hopeful, but I do have some hope in me. And, you know, we're already getting in touch as a school community and reaching out to organizations here in New York. Been slowly getting in touch with people back home and seeing if I could provide any support as well. But we're definitely going to, you know, take up, you know, the fight to fight for, you know, this human rights issue.
Do you think that there is enough momentum to get something in law and legislation?
I think right now we've been hit really hard and everybody's really confused. The Dreamer movement, I don't want to say it has ever died, but it has been pretty dormant after DACA, and especially with this Republican president. This was something that was in the talks even during the election, and he has promised even more things that, you know, I think right now, I think really just shocked everybody and has awakened everybody.
Apparently the president has said, and the White House has said, that even when this runs out, that people like yourself are not going to be a priority, that they're still going to go after criminals and those people.
I mean, here's the thing. He can say something, but ultimately the Department of Homeland Security has the discretion to do whatever they want to with that information. So I personally am very weary. I know people will say, oh, you'll be fine. And, you know, legal advisors and lawyers have been saying, you know, that's not going to happen. But in reality, ultimately, the Department of Homeland Security has a discretion. And, you know, I don't think we should be scared. I think we should fight this. We should also be prepared.
Now, one of the things that the press secretary said at the White House was this idea that folks like yourself are taking away jobs and that perhaps even depriving people of going to the kind of university that you go to who are American. What do you say to that?
I think that's really ridiculous, because if you think about this, some colleges won't look at your application without you being a U.S. A citizen. It's almost kind of like a slap in the face. They're saying, oh, we're taking your jobs, because in reality, we're not. Well, nobody's taking anybody's jobs. It's just a matter of people realizing what opportunities they have. So, you know, I don't know what else to say to that, but, you know, it makes me angry to hear that, you know, the press secretary and, you know, officials in the administration are saying ridiculous things like this.
What's been the reaction by your parents? Have you talked to them at all?
Yeah, I mean, I think my mom, like, I don't know if she wasn't paying really much attention to it. I didn't want to mention it to her, but immediately when I got out of class, I called her and I told her, and I can tell you that she immediately began crying. I had to hang up the phone because I was literally walking out of class. You know what? I can't deal with this. It's like, I cannot deal with this. And she called me 30 minutes later, and she pleaded with me. She was like, please do not go protest on Fifth Avenue right now because I'm hearing reports of people being arrested.
So what happens if this ends and you're deported? I mean, what's your future like?
I don't know. I mean, I'm hopeful that the institution that I'm at, like many institutions that have already come out and set and have come out in defense of the Dreamers, will protect me till at least I graduate. And, you know, I'm just going to hope for the best.
And if you have to go back to Mexico, what would that be like?
I think that's going to be probably one of the hardest life adjustments that I will have to make in my life to, you know, go back to a country that really did not give me any opportunities in a country that I don't really consider mine. I think that's going to be a really hard adjustment. It's going to be, you know, like immigrating, I guess, twice in my lifetime to a foreign country that I don't really know and I have to adjust to.
Miguel Tapia is a student at Columbia University and an undocumented immigrant who was brought to the U.S. by his family at an early age. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Radio.